to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday. Well, as you know, this new year is already bringing in some real cold weather. I trust you're nice and warm wherever you are. And here in Colorado, it's a beautiful, beautiful day in the 50s. And I went outside, actually sat outside for a while in the sun, just as warm as can be, even in the 50s. Well, we're bringing you good news. God is so good, and there's some great things ahead for us on Adventures in Grace. Thank you for joining us. And of course, it's going to be a wonderful year of sharing truths that'll help your relationship with God to become more tangible and real to you. In other words, instead of you just being the student for the rest of your life and study, and pray. And guess what? I study and pray all the time. So that never stops. But my point is, in some places, they've made you feel like that's all you can do. Well, no, the fruit of your study and prayer is God becomes more real. And if he's not becoming more real to you and your prayers are being answered and you having testimonies to share with others, then what you're praying or what you're studying must not be the right subject, or it must not be leading you to the person of Christ himself. So that's what Adventures in Grace is all about. We want to jump right back into where we were on Tuesday. And of course, if this is a little late here Friday, it's because things have just been a little crazy around here at the start of the year. And our first meeting was postponed because of all kinds of cancellations in the Denver airport. But we have it postponed for Milwaukee, the Passion Church, for March 4th, 5th, and 6th. So it's going to be a great meeting. Love for those of you who listen. If you have a chance to come out to that meeting. It'll be wonderful. And of course, it'll be up on the Facebook and different social media sites and our website as well. So as we get into our thoughts about this year, let's start with our favorite verse. I don't want to ever not start with it. It's Matthew chapter 11, verse 27 to 30. In the Message Bible, it says, "Now Jesus resumed talking to the people, but yet tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say." This is a unique Father and Son operation, coming out of Father and Son intimacies and knowledge. Don't you like that? Intimacies and knowledge. Or you could say intimacies and experiences. Either way. In other words, it's not only the things you learn about him, it's the things you experience with him. He went on to say, "No one knows the Son like the Father, nor the Father like the Son. But I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting upon you. Keep company with me and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly." Can you imagine starting out the year? Maybe the prophets were going to say, "Hey, I'm telling you what, this year, 2022, is a year of living free and light. The burdens of life are gone. Live free and light. Walk with God. Work with God. Keep company with God." Well, they wouldn't have to say that because it's already in the scriptures. Jesus has been saying it for 2,000 years. And we've been quoting it now for about 8 or 9 months. And so every video you hear this to stir you up, to realize if your life is difficult, if Christianity is frustrating, if you're not experiencing God and you're not experiencing changes in your body and changes to your prayers where they're answered, then something's wrong, and we're here to share thoughts that'll help you to make the adjustments. Oh, I know somebody says, "Well, that sounds like works. Well, it doesn't sound like grace." No, grace is the influence and the ability of God for you to be able to make decisions that will allow his power to do things in your life that couldn't be done on your own. But you know, you still have to embrace that choice. The very fact that God, by his grace, through Jesus Christ, considers the whole world reconciled means that everybody's name is in the book of life. And they'll be blotted out when they, at the time of their death, when they've not received Jesus Christ as Savior. You could say, "Well, it's a work of grace." Well, if it's a work of grace, then it'll work in their life whether they choose it or not. No. We're talking about Calvinism here, trying to make everything the sovereignty. It's the sovereignty of God that he died and didn't go to heaven. No, it's not. The sovereignty of God is in Jesus Christ. The sovereignty of God is he died for the sins of the whole entire world, which means he released everybody, which means he, through God, our Father, sees you completely as though you've never been a sinner. Well, how is that going to become a reality in life unless you embrace that with your choice? So every little choice you make every day either points you toward the grace of God, where God's able to be God, or it points you toward your own ability, the flesh and the world, where you struggle because you don't have the power of God to rescue you. Come on, let's learn this and grow from this and hear the things that God wants to say, even today, that'll help us to begin to experience him more. Well, in the last session we were in, we ended with Colossians chapter 2, 8 and 9, which says, watch out for the people in the Message Bible who try to dazzle you with big words and intellectual double talk. They want to drag you off into endless arguments and never amount to anything. They spread their ideas through the empty traditions of human beings and empty superstitions of spiritual beings. Well, notice what they said here. That's a recipe for drama. What's Paul trying to say? Don't get caught up in the drama of the world. Well, I also want to say, don't get caught up in the drama of the church. Folks, it's very interesting, but you can hear more gossip in the church than sometimes you hear in the marketplace. That's right. Sometimes there's more political things going on in a church than there is in the world we lived in today. It's the same, and you have to be careful. He's telling us to be careful about where you put your attention. Everything about the world today is to steal your attention, to make you distracted. In other words, even John Lake said, the only thing in life that will hurt you the most is having divided attention. Excuse me, I said it right the second time. Having divided attentions. If your attentions are divided, it will hurt you. If your attentions are undivided, I mean, even think about those on the Tower of Babel. They weren't even doing the right thing, but God said they will accomplish what they've set their heart to do because their hearts are united. They're not divided. They're undivided. So even if the wrong could be established because of being undivided, how much more can God, who is for you, do amazing things in your life if your heart as well is undivided? So what's the world going to do? It's going to pull at you for your attentions. Well, come on over, if you will, to John chapter 15, 7 to 8, one of my favorite scriptures. New King James Version says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. Well, of course, the eighth verse shows you the ending of all things, which is you're bearing fruit and giving glory to God. Now, if you're a sincere Christian, those are the two things you want, to bear the fruit of the Lord and to give glory to God. Well, it tells you that you've got to abide in him and his words abide in you. Now, I know traditionally we've always said, you know, that means you got to come to church and you got to read your Bible. Well, that sounds good, and going to church is good and reading your Bible is good. But really what he's talking about abiding in him means to stay continually connected, to be continually connected to God at all times, which means if I'm continually connected to him, I'm not connected to something else. Doesn't mean I can't function in my life if I'm continually connected to God. No, that's not what it means. While you're continually connected to God and aware of his presence, you can be thinking about your job and get all kinds of things done. You're just aware that he's there. If you're aware that he's there, you're also aware of the things that he's telling you, why you need help with what you need help with. And if you're aware of God, then you're giving him license and invitation to be able to share with you the things that are necessary to be shared. Do you think God, if he knows everything about your day, knows exactly what to share and when to share it? Do you also think he knows how to share it in a nice, subtle way where you'd be able to receive it? Come on. I mean, there's times I've not said things like I should have to Erin, and she said, I can't receive that for the way that you're saying it. I had to repent. But how about God, who knows exactly how to say everything exactly perfect every time, and he's got the perfect wisdom and the perfect counsel, and as long as you're abiding in him, he's able to actually release that into your life constantly. You don't think you're going to success and you're going to grow and you're going to prosper? Oh my goodness, everybody, come on, this is what he means. And the whole thing about, and his words abide in you, his words stay continually connected to you. Do you know what that means? That means what he tells you, you actually listen to. Oh, I know, I can hear somebody say, oh my goodness, of course I would always do what God tells me. Oh yeah, that's the reason why we say so often now in the day that we're living with all the distractions, oh my gosh, I forgot, I'm so sorry, I forgot, I'll do that right now. Well, what would make you forget? Because you were thinking about something else. I know, with all the best intentions of the world trying to convince anyone in this world that you love God with all your heart, the potential is that you've invested more of your heart in other things, even though the idea is I love God with all my heart, so that there's things that he'll say to you and you can go back and say, oh my gosh, I forgot so much about that. I didn't even think about that. Oh my goodness, it's been like a whole day. I know this because it happens with me just as much as it happens with anybody else. We're living in a real difficult world today. And because so many things are electronic, that means we're in the electronic world of information. And we're being distracted and lulled into ideas that are not godly and that don't help us to connect with God. And the end of that verse, verse 8 of John 15, tells us that we would have all kinds of fruit and glorify our Father. Well, that means we've got to stay steadfast to what? To who he is and where he's at all times. Wow, this is really good. Come on over to Matthew chapter 5. 29 to 30. I'll share this with you here. Just even in this year, just praying. And no, I'm not prophesying about what's in this year. I'm just telling you, I was just praying and I wasn't asking the Lord to give me something about the year. You say, well, how come you weren't? Everybody else does. Because I don't need something special for this year. I know what my assignment is. Every single day I want to experience God more. Every single day I want to actually enjoy being with him more. I don't want to just have the concept or the thought of being with him. I actually want to have the experience of what happens when I'm with him. Do I need something spoken to me other than that? Because that produces fruit that gives glory to God? I really don't think so. I don't know that you could convince me. And if you think you could, I think you'd be wrong. Well, brother, I mean, but what about the prophetic words that, listen, it's everybody has their place and their purpose. And it's okay with me if somebody's got a prophetic word. If you're hanging on to that and that's helping you, then hang on to that. That's why not everybody in the world listens to my broadcast. You say, are you offended by that? Well, why would I be offended about that? Everybody has likes and dislikes. There may be some out there that say, I would never listen to a blonde-haired preacher. You know, it may be so stupid. And I don't really care about that. So the ones that are listening, I'm just sharing with you that these are the things that really help separate whether you get prayers answered or not. So it's definitely worth listening to. So here, I'm just in prayer with the Lord the other day, and he just shares with me, this year will be one of the hardest years of your life. Now, if he'd have stopped right there, I'd been a little nervous. He said, or you can just hang out with me constantly and really perfect what you preach in your own life, where my presence is so real and you invite me to be a part of everything you do. And he said, the year will be up before you even know it, and it'll be the easiest year you've ever had. You'll look back and have more results than you've ever had from the time you started in ministry. Okay, let me think for a second. That's a real heavy word. What should I do? I'm going to have to pray about that. No, that's the type of thing that says, you know, do I want to drink water out of a toilet, or do I want to drink water out of a beautiful brand new well that has pure and clear water? It's just real simple, which is what? Let's just attach ourselves to the things of God. Now, listen to this right here, because this is powerful. And yet it's a real different scripture. You're going to think, wow, you're really hitting us with something. Matthew 5, 29 to 30. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you than for one of your members perish, than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you than one of your members perish, than for your whole body to be cast into hell. Well, what's one of the things he's trying to say here? I guess what he's trying to say is to make room for what's actually really, really important in life, you may have to eliminate some things. I think we've shared that before. You walk into a room and you've got something you need to plug into one of the outlets. But isn't it just horrible? Because I look around and there's not one free socket. Every outlet is full of some type of an electrical device. Cords are plugged everywhere. Well, what would you need to do? Well, I'd have to start unplugging, wouldn't I? Yeah. Is unplugging difficult? Do I know where to start? Oh, I'm looking at it. I can tell right where it's at. I know what that one's attached to. I know what that one's attached to. I know what that one's attached to. I mean, pretty much you could almost say they're all labeled. Okay, well then just unplug. Yeah, but I mean, I really like that one. And of course, that one's so important. And that one, oh, that one's important too. And so then I have to actually step back and ask myself, what do I value more? To allow God to be more real in my life? For God to answer prayers in my life? Or for me to keep those things plugged into the sockets and not actually give them a chance? Folks, I'm telling you, this is not as difficult as we've made it. We try so hard to have a relationship with God, but we've got a cord that we need to plug in. But we won't unplug the others. I'm not saying you can't enjoy life. This year can be the most enjoyable life you've ever had. Do you know the more attached you are to God, the more there's things that you think you love right now you won't even love later on? I know that scares some people, but I'm telling you the truth. When perspective changes, it changes everything. I mean, before I got married, I didn't date a lot of people. But I'll say it like this. Once I met my wife, dating others was over. But why did that happen? Did it break your heart to say no to everyone else? No, I was pretty glad to say no to everyone else. You say, how come? Because I found someone that I was going to say yes to forever. Come on, everybody, think about it. It doesn't become difficult to get rid of what is not as important to you when what is as important to you comes front and center. Well, it's about that time. I'll give you a grace story. We're going to have to stop. We're just entering into some really good material that's going to help you to experience the Lord. You can go to Jim Hockaday Ministry Facebook page and follow us, or go to our YouTube channel, Adventures in Grace, and subscribe. We always want you to go to the ministry email that you find at jimhockaday.com. And that is jhmi@jimhockaday.com. And make sure to send us your grace stories. So I'm talking with one of my friends in North Carolina, and he's on his way up into the mountains into some beautiful real estate areas. He's got some ability to invest some money, and he's looking at some properties. But he had given his heart the whole way up there, just consciously knowing, God, we want this to be you. We know you're going to direct us in the right way. So wherever the right direction is, just head us in that direction. He said nothing seemed right. So they just stayed true to their heart, and on their way back home, they could have pushed something, but on their way back home, one of their friends gave them a call and said, you know what? A property has just opened up in the same place you have your other properties. They thought, you got to be kidding. We've always wanted that, but we just didn't think any were going to open up. And it not only became the perfect price, but the lady that actually worked on it, the realtor, and was able to work with them through the banking process, actually knew people they knew, and she was a born-again, spirit-filled Christian. And just one thing to the next just went so perfectly, the way that they were able to close, it was just God through and through. How does that happen, someone says? Well, it happens when you just begin to regularly acknowledge the Lord and allow Him to become so real to you. God's grace is there for everyone. 2022 is a year for you to experience God's grace like you've never experienced before. See you next time on Adventures in Grace.